USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a mass shooting in her city left 9 people dead and dozens injured, the mayor of Dayton, Ohio, says people are fed up and it's time to take action and stop gun violence.
Is it never going to matter? Is this just the way it's going to be?
That's Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, and that audio is courtesy of Fox News. Addressing the nation at the White House on Monday, President Trump says sinister ideologies must be defeated.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And President Trump continues,
we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms.
The Dow is down over 700 points as China has allowed its currency to fall at its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade. Shares of Boeing and Caterpillar are both tanking as each company does business overseas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd congressional district is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" Sarah Hart Weir is that candidate, and she responds to the attacks on Fox News.
They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere.
One lawmaker on Capitol Hill will be taking it easy this August recess. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeting this morning he'll be taking some time away from his public duties to recover from surgery. Paul tweeting that part of his lung that was damaged in the 2017 assault he suffered from a neighbor had to be removed by surgery over the weekend. Paul says he'll return to the Senate in September.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump is reportedly set to visit Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday following a deadly mass shooting over the weekend. Speaking to the nation from the White House on Monday, the president says there's things that need to be done to stop these mass murders.
We must recognize that the Internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the Internet and stop mass murders before they start. The Internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the Internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the 2 decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion.
A 68-year-old Tennessee man is the most recent shark attack victim off the coast of Florida. He was bitten in New Smyrna Beach while standing in knee-deep water. He was treated and released at a local hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.